Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's Dinah.
I didn't want to see you again, but I did. I didn't want to phone you again, but I did. I had a certain feeling for you that bothered me. I had to find out what the hidden charm could be. I didn't want to hug you again, but I did. I didn't want to kiss you again, but I did. I must have been too sentimental doing what I did. I didn't want to fall in love, but I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, hiya, fellas.
Hiya.
Oh, I'm fine, and a happy Thanksgiving to all of you. That means you, Robert Emmett Dolan, and our orchestra, and Ken Lane, and our chorus, and all you nice people who are visiting our Bird's Eye Open House this evening. Oh, I didn't mean to exclude you, Harry. How are you?
Oh, fine, and a very thanky Thanksgiving to you, darling.
A very what? Well, anyhow, thank you, Harry. You know, this is my favorite holiday.
Oh, mine too. See, every Thanksgiving Day, I'm bursting with sentiment, brotherly love, conviviality, and stuffing. But, Dinah, who else are you having over for Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, my Aunt Sarah Lou Culpepper is visiting me from Alabama.
Oh.
And I thought maybe Groucho Marx might be a good dinner companion for her. Don't you think
so? Oh, sure. Groucho's coming over, too. Say, where is he?
I don't know, but I wish he'd hurry. See, Groucho told me not to buy a turkey because he's bringing one over.
Groucho? Groucho is bringing the turkey?
Yeah, I wonder where he is.
Well, I didn't win it that time.
Now, how about another chance on the turkey, Mr. Marx? Only 5 cents, you know.
By all means. But what gets me, Ed, is that there actually are suckers who go into a store and pay $10 or $12 for a turkey, when you can step up to a cigar counter and women on a punch board for a nickel. All right, Ed, I'll take another chance.
Here you are.
Let's see, I think I'll punch this one.
Mr. Marx, congratulations. You won the turkey.
Oh, I'm always lucky. How much do I owe you?
$153.40. You wait right here, Mr. Marx. I'll bring you your prize.
I still can't understand how a guy in his right mind would go into a store and plunk down $10 or $12 for a turkey. Ah, Groucho Marx, you're a shrewd little rascal, you.
Now, you just stay right where you are, Aunt Sarah Lou. You must be tired from your trip. Just relax while Harry and I finish setting the table.
Thank you, Dinah, honey.
I hope the trip was pleasant.
Well, it would have been pleasant enough if it wasn't for those nasty old customs men. Why, would you believe it? They went through all my luggage, and they even insisted on seeing my little old passport.
Well, but you only... But you only came up from little old Birmingham, you know. Where did they go through your luggage and examine your passport?
At the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh.
There. Now, doesn't the table look nice? Let's see, Harry, you'll sit over here. And I'll sit over here, and Groucho will sit over there. And Aunt Sarah Lou, you'll sit over here.
Yeah, well, gee, I'm hungry. I wish Groucho Marx would get here so we could put that turkey in the oven.
I do, too. Oh, I hope that's him. Well, Groucho... How do you do? It's about time.
Sorry to keep you waiting, but to all of you I say, Noel, Noel. That means happy Thanksgiving in French. Well, besame mucho to you. Come outside and say that.
No.
Bad enough to say it in here.
You know, in Spanish, Groucho, that means, where is the turkey?
Bonzel, keep your shade on. Keep your shade... Never mind. After looking at that shade, you better take it off. Dinah, I want to present you with the most beautiful turkey you've ever seen.
Well, where is it?
Right here. Hyman, come on in. Where did you try putting that in the icebox?
This is ridiculous. I don't believe it.
You will if you start plucking his tail feathers.
Well, how in the world... You know, this turkey looks like a fellow I used to play pool with in Pawtucket. Well, how in the world did you ever get this turkey over here?
On a streetcar.
Well, didn't you have any trouble?
No, an old lady got up and gave him a seat. She used to be a turkey, too.
Groucho, Groucho, everything else is cooked. Who's going to kill the turkey?
Dinah, don't mention the white tail in front of him. It frightens him. And turkey, stop ad-libbing, will you?
You're not kidding. It frightens him. Look at this. This is the first time I ever saw goose pimples on a turkey.
Yeah, take it easy, Hyman. Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. Hyman, don't overdo it. Get off your knees. I'm going to eat them later.
Donna, Charles, you neglected to introduce me to this charming gentleman.
Hyman, stop bowing. She means me.
Oh, Groucho, I'm really sorry. I want you to meet my Aunt Sarah Lou Culpepper. She's from Alabama.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure, ma'am. I'm always proud to meet a daughter of the old Sioux. After all, I'm a son of the old Sioux. I come from Florida.
Pensacola?
No, thanks, but I wouldn't mind a drink of 7-Up.
Excuse me, Aunt Sarah Lou, but I've got to settle this. Now, Groucho, how are we going to K-I-L-L, the T-U-R-K-E-Y?
She doesn't spell very well either. It's very simple. We'll just C-U-T his H-E-A-D-O-F-F.
All right. You don't have to spell things out in front of me. I don't want any of your old candy anywhere.
Bonzel, if you had 38 more points, you could get out of kindergarten.
Boys, please, we've got to do something. The rest of the food is all cooked.
Yeah, and if the cranberry sauce stands much longer, the taste will be killed.
Harry! Harry!
There's no holding that turkey tonight.
Harry, you're not supposed to say the word kill in front of me.
That's the last time I get a turkey that went to college.
Close to me.
like you did before. Gee, it's good to hold you in my arms again. Gee, it's good to kiss you. Feel you close to me. Never knew how lonesome a pair of lips could be. So hold me, kiss me once more. Hold me, hug me, kiss me like you did before. It's good to hold you.
He's putting Hyman in the kitchen. With that turkey in another room, we might be able to think this thing out.
Oh, Harry. Harry, I hope Herman didn't make any too much trouble about being alone in the kitchen.
Oh, no, not a bit. As a matter of fact, that bird is most cooperative. You know that chestnut dressing you made?
Mm-hmm.
He just stuffed himself with it.
Well, which one of you is going to prepare the turkeys for cooking? Well,
don't look at me. I'm so tender-hearted, I feel faint when I cut the pages of a book.
And what about you, Mr. Moss?
Oh, I couldn't. I've learned to love Hyman. He's like a brother to me. As a matter of fact, he does look like Chico. Except there's more white meat on Chico.
Well, it's up to you, Groucho. When I invited you to a Thanksgiving dinner, you promised to supply the turkey. Now...
Well, I did, but I can't help it if I'm not a killer.
Hey, Dinah, I've got an idea. You know, I've got connections.
Well, what about it?
I'll get a mobster from out of town to pump him off.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, when you Yankees call yourselves men, why, that turkey's neck would have been wrung long ago in Alabama.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I just want to warn Hyman not to fly south for the winter.
Patience. Something's got to be done about that turkey. Now, Groucho, I'm going to give you and Harry 30 seconds to think of something.
I'd love to, Dinah, but I can't think of a thing.
Hold it, hold it. Oh, wait a minute, everybody. I'm thinking of something.
What are you thinking about?
Green beans.
Green beans?
Green beans.
Green beans.
Green beans.
Bird's eye, quick frozen green beans.
Problem. Walking around in the kitchen.
Dinah, honey, I'll settle the whole problem. Gentlemen, to the first man who kills that turkey, I will give a great big kiss.
To the first man who kills that turkey, you will give a great big kiss?
Yes.
Folks, in that kitchen stands a turkey named Hyman, who will be the first turkey on record to live long enough to collect Social Security.
Groucho Marx! I realize you're a Yankee. But even so, I've never seen anything quite as fresh.
No, fresh? Just wait till you try those bird's eye stringless beans.
Oh, boy, she walked into that one.
Certainly did. Or any other bird's eye vegetable or fruit. They're the freshest tasting, most perfect food you ever ate. That's because the bird's eye folks really know how to grow and prepare good food. They're so careful, you know. So fussy that you can always be sure of getting perfectly delicious, clean, and uniform food all the time. Believe me, any one of those bird's eye fruits or vegetables would win first prize at a beauty contest.
I can just see it. The scene is Atlantic City. As the cameras are clicking, there sits Miss Stringbean of 1945. Her shapely legs and eyes are crossed, and she's wearing a quick frozen bathing suit.
Yes, and as I wink at her, she gives me the eye.
The bird's eye.
Oh.
I'm going to get in on this racket, too.
Bless your little fat heart.
And my little fat bird's eye.
Yes. Really, folks, if you give your food store's frosted food case the bird's eye, you're going to get some mighty good food.
Because you know, if you want the Better Buy in frosted foods, Better Buy Bird's Eye.
Look, fellas, I've just gone through the cookbook again, and it says nothing on how to cook a live turkey. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Oh, if my dear, dear husband, Colonel Blodgett, were only here, he'd know how to handle that turkey.
Your husband, Colonel Blodgett?
Yes, we were married for 20 years. Oh, what a beautiful union. He died a short time ago.
That guy didn't die. He seceded from the union.
The Jerome Kern spot. Tonight, a tune from one score of the innumerable scores he wrote. Lots of couples call it their own song, but it belongs to anybody who's ever been in love. Thanksgiving dinner, this had to happen. My day is ruined.
Yes, Donna. Child, I must admit I'm terribly disappointed. This day means a lot to me. Well, I can still remember when I was a little girl, the first Thanksgiving dinner I ate with the grown-ups. Oh, Father had the drumstick, Mother had the wings, and I got the turkey neck.
What's that?
I got a turkey neck.
Well, wear a high collar, nobody will notice it.
Now, look, Groucho, that's no way to talk to my aunt.
I can't help it, Dinah. I keep thinking she's your uncle.
Oh, Pop. Enough of this.
Pop, where does it say that in here?
I wrote it in right there.
Oh.
F-O-P, Pop. That's a funny word, isn't it? Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going in there and finish off that turkey. Somebody's got... Groucho, have you got a hatchet in your pocket?
No, but take this egg. The turkey will hatch it. I'm not responsible for that. The turkey wrote that joke himself.
Oh, Harry, I'm very... very proud of you. I'm glad there's one man here who has some courage.
Well, thank you, Dinah. Now, I'm a-going into that there kitchen, and when I get finished, that there turkey, he'll be ready for the roasting. I'll be right back.
Well, we'll all be eating soon.
For Hyman's sake, I hope the end comes fast. Well, Hyman's in psyche heaven now. May he rest in pieces. And I wish I'd one of the pieces.
Well?
Thanks, old boy.
Harry, are you finished?
Finished? I'll say I'm finished. The darn turkey threw me 2 falls out of 3.
You should have gotten a half Nelson on his giblet. Or still better, a half giblet on his Nelson. That's a two-way joke. You can have it either way you want.
Gee.
No. We insure everything around here.
Nobody can handle that turkey. And to think that only yesterday, Mr. Krausmeier, the butcher, wanted to sell me a turkey, and I turned him down.
Dinah, we'll have turkey yet. Give me that phone.
Okay.
Yeah, she dials like a dog, doesn't she? Hello. Oh, no. Hello. Hello, Mr. Krausmeier. This is Groucho Marx. Have you got a turkey left in the shop that you could sell me? You have one. Weighs 165 pounds. Krausmeier, take your wife off the scale. Think of your children. And take them off the scale, too. I just want a turkey. All you've got is a live one? Oh, never mind. But just out of curiosity, is it a male turkey or a female? A female? Well, if she's not going steady, I can get her a hot date for Saturday night. Goodbye.
Well?
All right, Dinah, I guess I'll have to go in there and do away with Herman. I feel like a Benedict Arnold, but I'll do it.
Atta boy, Groucho, old man.
But wait a minute, I can't face Herman unless I have a little something to brace me up.
Well, I took the liberty of mixing a bowl of punch.
Sure enough?
You'll find it right there in the kitchen.
Sure enough.
That ought to brace you up. We call it the Southern Magnolia and Honeysuckle Punch.
Sounds good. How's it made?
Well, it's mighty complicated. You take a big bowl, you pour in 5/4 of bourbon.
What else?
That's all.
Hyman, here I come. Hey, where's that bowl of punch?
Well, I saw it right here on the kitchen table.
Well, the bowl is there, but there's nothing in it.
You're right. The bowl is empty. Aunt Sarah Lou, did you?
How dare you suggest that I was...
Well, I just...
Well, don't look at me. I didn't touch it.
Well, somebody must have drunk it.
I wonder who it could have been.
That's all. A drunken turkey. Marco, this is the last straw. After all the plans I made for this Thanksgiving Day dinner, there's nothing for me to do but go in the corner and cry.
Don't talk that way, Dinah. Why, you'll be the envy of every hostess in America.
How?
Today, in millions of homes, people are having plain turkey, stuffed turkey, smoked turkey, baked turkey, and roast turkey.
Yes?
You are the only woman in the United States who has a pickle turkey.
Say, folks, I bet I know what you're going to have for dinner tomorrow night. Turkey. And the next night, and the night after that, and the night after that. Yes, sir, for the next week or so, you're going to get the bird in one way or another. But look, if you want to add a little variety to those turkey meals, how about pepping them up with some of those wonderful Bird's Eye quick frozen vegetables? They're all so good, all so easy to prepare, really a pleasure to serve. So how about getting some tomorrow? Just make sure, though, that the packages you pick say Bird's Eye clear as anything on the label. Because there are many brands of frosted foods, but only one Bird's Eye. Only Bird's Eye gives you that famous Bird's Eye garden freshness. That Bird's Eye uniform top quality every time. So for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Hallelujah.
land where the weary forever are free. Come, you sinners, and just follow me. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, just get happy. You better chase all the cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
We're heading
across the river. Wash your sins in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. Better chase all your cares away. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready for the judgment day.
Get ready for the judgment day.
Thank you. Thanks, Groucho Marx. We had a lot of fun, and you're always welcome. And folks, that makes for curtain time for now. Hope you enjoyed our Bird's Eye Open House offering so much tonight that you'll all be back with us at the same time next week when our guest will be Alan Ladd. Girl, please. In the meanwhile, keep well, keep happy, and keep those war bonds. Night, everybody.
Hey, friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest, Alan Ladd, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and me, too. Groucho Marx can soon be seen in the Marx Brothers picture, Adventure in Casablanca. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelinka.
Speak. Speak for Gain. A wise dog owner will nourish every inch of a dog with Gain. G-A-I-N-E-S. Because Gain's complete meal contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need for strong, sturdy bodies and red-blooded vitality. That's why Gain's dog meal has been a favorite with veterinarians for over 16 years. Feed your dog Gain today. He'll speak. Speak for Gain. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.